When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, July 9th edition, the final day before the All-Star break for MLB DFS Quick Hits. That is, I'll be back with you guys next Friday, so a little week off to clear the head and relax for a bit. But hope everybody had a good Thursday. Another wild one, folks. Pitching is just a walking disaster, like minefield end of days situation. It is tons of fun out there. If you nail pitching, you're on the right path, but bats for days, tons and tons of fun there. So if you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDentric. Talking it up in the Fantasy DGen Slack chat. It's free, so come join us over there. If you like playing prize DFS and prop picks, go check out Prize Picks. Fun way to play. All sports are on there. Even the hot dog eating contest was there. So come check out PrizePicks.com, Prize Picks in the App Store. If you're new to Prize Picks, sign up with an account. Use promo code Bubba. They'll give you a first-time deposit match up to $100. So go to Prize Picks. Use promo code Bubba to check out all the good stuff there. For your season-long fantasy baseball players, go check out Bench with Bubba. Tuesday, added Bubba in the bat flip. Thursday, Fred Zinke of RotoWire and Yahoo Fantasy joined me to talk some more fantasy baseball goodness. So come check out all that good stuff and check out my written content at rotoballer.com on Friday. I'll be coming at you with the premium values article. So to become a premium member at rotoballer.com, sign up for the discounted rest of the season pass for season long and DFS together for baseball. Use promo code Bubba to get you an extra 10% off the goodies there. This will be a quicker than usual 14-game slate because pitching, it's worse than normal, folks. So we'll fly through this one. But the totals we have for now: White Sox Orioles 10.5, Braves Marlins 7.5, Royals Indians 9.5, Phillies Red Sox 11, A's Rangers 9, Reds Brewers 9, Tigers Twins 9.5, Rockies Padres 8, Angels Mariners 8.5, and we're still missing a bunch because guys are coming off the IL. There's pitching changes. It's going to be another one of those nights, folks. 14 games. Let's buckle up and get it going. Just so you know how bad it is, the highest priced pitcher on DK is Jake Odorizzi at $10,000. You're welcome. Against the Yankees of all teams. So we're not going there. If you want to go Alex Cobb at 98, I get it. He's been better of late. He's got 19 or more points in six of his last eight starts. Still a lot of shakiness with Alex Cobb, but he's been better of late. Facing a Seattle team, striking out 28% of the time versus right-handed pitchers over the last month. So if you want to go Cobb at 98, you can. I think there's similar risk-reward for a lot cheaper tonight. So I'm not all in on Alex Cobb. If you're making 20 lineups, I wouldn't mind having a couple pieces of Alex Cobb, but I'm not going all in there. Same can be said for like a Wade Miley, for an Eric Lauer. Those both could be options, not my favorite options. We're going to start with guys I like a little more, though, and that's Taijuan Walker, $9,000 at home against the Pittsburgh Pirates. This was supposed to be Thursday's game, got rained out. He got a $600 price increase. Still like him quite a bit. It's a Pittsburgh team we know he can take advantage of. Over the last 30 days, they're striking out 21.4% of the time versus righties, 83 WRC plus, 228 average against. So Walker at 9K, everything we said on Thursday's show, crunches over to Friday. So check out some of that good stuff. Going down cheaper, though, because it's this bad, folks. I told you, it's going to be quick. Kenta Maeda, $7,100. We just went from 9,000 to 71. Just do the quick math on that one. Skipped about seven guys. Kenta Maeda, $7,000 at home against the Detroit Tigers. Maeda coming off a 36-point performance his last time out, then had a minus 0.3, but then 16, 17, 14. He's really, really getting comfortable against us coming off the IL. One hiccup was at the Chicago White Sox. Now he's at home against the Detroit Tigers, a Tigers team that can surprise from time to time, but also a team striking out 24.6% of the time versus righties. We just saw J.A. Happ mow them down for eight innings. They're hitting 241 with a 92 WRC plus versus right-handed pitching. It's basically the idea of Kenta Maeda $7,100. Like, Kenta could go out there and get you 24 to 30 points, just like Alex Cobb can, for $2,900 cheaper. This is where we're at, folks. Use your money on the bats right now, unless it's like lights out guys. When the differentiating factors aren't that wide, we just pay down. So Kenta Maeda at 71's there. You know, in reality, Taijuan Walker's similar, but I think he's got more of a safer floor than Kenta Maeda, where Kenta's got that minus 3.3 in him That's the difference. But I think Walker is more of a 20-point floor. Maeda is probably more of a 14-point floor. So you got that going for you as well. But still, that's a big $1,900 difference. Does the floor really matter at that point when you get all that money for bats? Who knows? But Maeda at 71 is in play. Another cheapie, Zach Thompson of the Miami Marlins, $6,900 at home against the Atlanta Braves. Thompson's been outstanding since he's got called. He's made 5 starts, his last 4 starts, 16 or more DK points with 3 starts over 20 points. Third time he's facing the Braves this season. He's on 11 innings, 9 hits, 3 earned, 12 strikeouts over that run against the Braves. And the biggest thing with Thompson is he strikes out a lot of guys. And that's what we want facing a Braves team, striking out over 24% of the time versus right-handed pitchers with a .245 average, 104 WRC plus in the last month. So Zach Thompson at 69 checks the box as in play this evening. And the last guy we're going to talk about, I skipped over him on accident, Alek Manoah, $7,000 at the Tampa Bay Rays. He was 68 on Thursday at Baltimore. We'll go back to him here. He mowed down the Rays his last time out, 7 innings, 3 hits, no earned, 10 Ks. He's been outstanding. I said it before, I'll say it again. As long as he's not giving up the home runs, his 2 bad starts, give up 7 home runs combined. He hasn't given up a home run in any other start. He's been outstanding. The strikeouts will be there. Tampa Bay team that's striking out almost 26.5% of the time versus right-handed pitching. So Manoah at 7K checks the box. So there you have it. There's our pitchers. The main guys I want, Taijuan Walker, Kenta Maeda, Alek Manoah, Zach Thompson. That's where I'm at right now. If you want to just say screw it and go Nestor Cortez at 4K versus Houston, I won't blame you. Just say screw it, punt at 4K, use all the money elsewhere. But in reality, you could just go with Walker. You can go with Maeda, Manoah, and Thompson. That's all I got right now. If you want to go Alex Cobb, Wade Miley, Eric Lauer, you can. But I got it narrowed down right now. We'll see how lineups look and maybe go elsewhere. But just take the cheapies, go get some bats, have some fun with it. Let's talk about those bats on this 14-game slate. Lots and lots of options to go through here. Catcher's position, you can start things off with the Sean Murphy types at 4,500. If you want to fade Maeda, Eric Hossman deep on Thursday. He's 43 again on Friday. So he'd be a nice, cheaper option for you. But JT Realmuto is only $3,800. Phillies are one of my favorite stacks on the slate because they get, I don't have sticky stuff no more, Garrett Richards, who's been atrocious without the sticky stuff. So Realmuto at 38 is a very, very strong price point in this one. Yet again, as he's far too cheap. The Minnesota Twins are one of my other favorite stacks. So Ryan Jeffers, who went deep on Thursday, gets Matt Manning at $3,500, and Manning has been atrocious as well. So Jeffers and Realmuto are phenomenal options and relatively good price tags as well. If you're fading Cobb, Torrens at 33 is a good tournament play, but in reality, the White Sox probably look my third favorite stack behind Philly and Minnesota. Zach Collins is only $3,200 hitting in the middle of that White Sox lineup, taking the place of Grandal versus Lopez at 32. He's a very good one for you. And then going below 3K, looking for that extra value. John Hicks going up against Cole Irvin at 29. Hicks going up against the lefty, hitting in the middle of that Texas lineup. He can be of value at 29. Jake Rogers at 28 as well. And then other than that, Reese McGuire, probably not going him lefty-lefty. If for some reason Realmuto gets the day off or he DHs and Andrew Knapp catches, Andrew Knapp's only $2,300 versus Garrett Richards, and that would be a very, very nice value on this slate. First base position for you, Shohei Ohtani's always in play, but Jose Abreu at 6K versus Lopez, the White Sox stack, yes. Max Muncy versus a lefty, Bumgarner's making a return from the IL. Max Muncy's first base, second base eligible at 58, not too shabby in that one. Reese Hoskins going up against Garrett Richards at 55, priced up, but makes a lot of sense in that matchup. Joey Votto at 48 if you need to, but Bobby Bradley went deep on Thursday. Cleveland's a sneakier stack versus Keller, so Bobby Bradley at 47. Josh Bell's swinging a very, very hot back. Washington and the Giants could be a fun late night action there. So Josh Bell at 45 is a good play there versus Webb. Carlos Santana double donged on Thursday. He's 42 versus McKenzie if he chooses to go that direction. But we love Minnesota, right? First base outfield for Kirilloff's up to $3,800 versus Manning. Very, very affordable there. Gavin Sheets for the White Sox, first base outfield, only 37 versus Lopez. So a couple of nice values at the first base position. Garrett Cooper double donged his last game out. He's 35 versus Morton. Morton, since the sticky band came into play, has not been quite as effective. So Garrett Cooper at 35 and some Martins could be some sneakier stack options for you. In that one, Jesus Aguilar as well at 31. He went deep on Wednesday. Other than that, you know, you got Miggy Cabrera at 28 if you have to. Not a whole lot else. Bobby Dalbec's down here. Christian Walker's only $2,200. David, it was supposed to be Kershaw. got scratched because it's on the IL. So now it's David Price plus a bullpen game. So Christian Walker at 22 is an uber value at the position if you just want to really punt the situation. Second base, once again, you got Muncy at 58. I don't mind that. Marcus Semien's interesting, but we'll save a little cash here. Chris Taylor's 52. He's in play versus Bumgarner for sure. Jose Altuve at 49 versus Cortez is another nice one because you get Cortez and then the Yankees bullpen, which is a decent bullpen, though, so don't just completely throw that away. Jorge Polanco's 44 versus Matt Manning. That's a strong, strong play there. Some cheaper options in the low fours as we head into the low fours and threes. Jed Lowry's 42. If you're stacking the A's, you can go that direction. Jazz Chisholm, though, is only 39. We're talking Marlins earlier. Chisholm's a nice value at $3,900. If you're fading Wade Miley, you can get Jace Peterson at 38. And also Blake Snell's going for San Diego. So Brendan Rodgers is $3,900 if he's got a good spot in that lineup. But a nice value at second base and outfield is Lurie Garcia for the White Sox. He's been low threes, high twos of late. Well, he's up to 37 now because he's hitting that well. So Lurie Garcia at 37 is another guy I like quite a bit for his value. Plus, he's in a great stack on this slate. Gene Segura at 33, Brad Miller at 32. Really angry that Brad Miller went off and hit three home runs on Thursday. I had him in a handful of my 20 max lineups, but he was in a perfect spot on Friday. Still is in a perfect spot, but he's going to be much higher owned than he should have been. Still a great value. Second base outfield eligible at 32. Like, you can play Gene Segura at second base at 33 and still play Brad Miller at 32. Just sucks we have no pitching to pay for, so doesn't matter. Just leave money on the table, I guess. Just leave money on the table, people. It's that simple of a game. Alcides Escobar's up to 2,400 for the Nationals. He's not the bare minimum 2,000, but 24 still works pretty good there, leading off against Webb as another option for you on that one. Third base position, Devers versus Vinny V at 57 is quite intriguing. Vinny V threw a good one his last time out, but we know who Vinny V is. And then the Philly bullpen, not very good. So Devers at 57 is quite intriguing. Manny Machado versus Freeland at 55 if you need to go that direction. But Josh Donaldson back from the IL, or not the IL, he was day-to-day. He's back. He's 5,300 versus Matt Manning. Juan Moncada's at 52. So a couple nice looks there. Moncada's been swinging a decent bat of late, too, so keep that in mind. But Donaldson's got that power upside at 5,300 that Moncada does not have right now. If you're stacking Cleveland, we talked about them being kind of tilting but interesting at the same time. J-Rams 5,100 in that matchup versus Brad Keller. Some cheaper options. Wilmer Flores, who continues to rake. He's $4,600. And the Giants are in play. I know they've been kind of cold, but they're very much in play tonight because you got Espino starting, who's been decent, but he goes 4 to 5 innings. And you get a Nats bullpen that just got abused and overused in San Diego on Thursday. And the whole series, basically. But Thursday, with Scherzer leaving early, they used a lot of that bullpen against San Diego. So you might get a little tired bullpen, late night travel. It's a short flight from San Diego to San Francisco, but late night travel. Flores at 46, not too shabby. For some cheaper options, though, you can go to guys like Kyle Seager at 38 versus Cobb. That checks the box. Gio Urshela at 37 versus Odorizzi. I'm just not a big Odorizzi guy. I know he's been pitching well, but I just don't do it. Johnny VR at 35 versus Brubaker is a nice value if he gets things going again. Alec Baum's only 32. I can get behind that as well. Abraham Toro's only 32 versus Cortez. Nice value for your Houston Astros. So third base for once has a lot of value at it if you're looking for some sneakier discounts at the hot corner. Shortstop position on this slate. Now you got Tatis went deep again on Thursday. He's $6,300. Trey Turner went deep twice. He's 57. The Nats face Logan Webb, who's coming off the IL. We'll see how long he goes, but not too long, I would imagine. Tim Anderson's 56. And this dude, all he does is hit right now. He's hitting 350 over his last 10 games. He has 9 or more points in 4 straight, 13 or more in 3 of his last 4. He went 4 for 4. He's got 10 hits in his last 4 games. The dude is crushing it. He brings a 8-game hitting streak into the game. He's $5,600. He's worth the price of admission. Crawford's 53. He's expensive for the Gigantes, but Chris Taylor's 52. You can go that direction. Bo Bichette's down to 5K. That's a discount. McClanahan's good. He's a lefty. Bichette's will still be more than $5,000. Trevor Story's 49 versus Snell. So Bichette and Story both at a discount on this one. JP Crawford at 46. I'd rather get up to Snell or Story or Bichette if I could in that situation. But Frankie Lindor at 4K. If you're looking to stack some Mets, that's a nice discount to go with like Johnny V and company. So you can go there with Lindor at 4K. Nick Ahmed at only 39 is not too bad, but give me Didi. Didi went deep again on Thursday, but back from the IL for a handful of games and starting to really get going. So Didi at 38 is not too shabby. Mentioned Gio Urshela at 37. I'd rather go Didi at 38 in that scenario. Josh Rojas is down to $3,300. He's a discount for you in his matchup. Below 3K, though, it's been bleak. You could go Nico Goodrum leading off for Minnesota if you're fading Miami. He's only 2,700. But we found value elsewhere. You don't have to go that route. Zach Short's 22 as well. Not sure you need to go that direction, though. Outfield position will be absolutely loaded on a 14-game slate. Acuña is always a great play. Shohei talked about Nelly Cruz in a great spot versus Manning as well. Going down to lower fives, Juan Soto versus Webb is very, very intriguing in his matchup. Yastrzemski at 51. Yaz is swinging a very hot bat. But my first play is Bryce Harper at 5K. Again, fading Richards. Bryce has been on fire, so keep riding that train at 5,000. Whit Merrifield's always a value, but Jordan Alvarez at 48, crushing baseballs, and Joey Gallo at 48. Both those guys, just home run machines, good GPP plays, lefty on lefty matches, hopefully scare some guys off in those scenarios. Going down farther, though, Tommy Pham at 45, you can go that route for sure, especially if you're fading Kyle Freeland. Trent Grisham at the walk-off single, he's 44. He's hitting a really good, and he's hitting lefties just fine, so don't get scared off on that one. Going down farther, though, Adelis Garcia is only 42 if you're stacking Texas. Brian Reynolds is only 4K versus Walker. That's a nice value. Will Myers only 4K, both nice values, but I'll prefer that. That's Brian Reynolds. But an even bigger value is the Franmil Reyes, $3,900 at the three-run walk-off home run on Thursday. He's 39 versus Brad Keller, so keep riding the red-hot Franmil Reyes. Kyle Tucker's not too shabby at 39 as well, and Dom Smith. So 39 for Reyes, 39 for Tucker, 38 for Smith. All three great price points in their matchups. Talked about how much we like Minnesota in this one. Kirilloff at 38 is a great value versus Matt Manning. Gavin Sheets at 37 is great value as well. They're both first base outfield eligible, those two. AJ Pollock has hit Bumgarner great in his career. He's $3,700 if you want to go there. Some cheaper options down here in the mid threes and below. Garrett Hampson, if he gets a good spot against Snell, he's $3,600. Another cheap twin, though, Max Kepler is only 36. Garrett Cooper at 35, we talked about. And then Lourdes Gurriel Jr. is 35, and he's swinging it very well. So this might be a night just to leave money on the table. Get the pitchers, get your bats you want. Don't worry about, you know, spending all your money. Cedric Mullins only 34 versus Keuchel. That's a great price tag and a great hitting environment on Friday night. Going down farther, if you are stacking Kansas City, Bennett Tindy's back. He's 3,300. Harold Ramirez of Cleveland's only 33 as well. But another great value. You mentioned Brad Miller at 32. His teammate Andrew McCutcheon's only 32. So you have McCutcheon, Miller, Didi's at 38, Segura's at 33, JTR's 38. You have Bryce at 5K, but they're all so freaking cheap for Garrett Richards. Too cheap. Andrew Vaughn's only $3,100. Good price tag because he's hitting lefties and righties very well. Orlando Arcia of the Braves, third base outfield eligible at 3K. He's swinging a really good bat right now if you need some help there. Adam Engel at 3K versus Jorge Lopez. He's back in action for the White Sox. A couple others here before we head on out. Trevor Larnach's only 28, hitting cleanup for Minnesota, went deep on, I believe it was Thursday, if not Wednesday. So he's swinging a good bat there at 2,800 as a value play. And then other than that, like Miles Straw is 27 if you want to go there. Eli White's 27 if you're stacking Texas. David Peralta, probably not going that direction. Not too much. Santander's 23. He's a switch hitter if you're stacking against Keuchel. Not a horrible play. Jesus Sanchez, only 22 versus Morton's a great value. You went deep recently. $2,200. Morton has not been as good. So really good value there was Jesus Sanchez at 22. Michael A. Taylor's only 22. He continues to produce, continues to be bare minimum price tags. So keep an eye on him as well. And that'll do it at the position of outfield. Recapping your pitching, once again, pretty simple. Taijuan Walker at 9K, Maeda at 71, Manoah at 7K, Thompson at 69. That's my main focuses. If you want to throw in a Cobb, a Miley, or a Lauer, you can, but that's where I'm focusing my attention this evening. The stacks, love the White Sox against Baltimore. Don't mind Baltimore coming back, but love the White Sox. Like Miami has some contrarian action as well. Love Philadelphia. No problem with Boston. If you want to go game stack there, that's fine, but love Philly. Toronto's always in play. Cleveland is a nice contrarian play, similar to Miami. The Astros could be in play. Love Minnesota tonight. Giants, Washington can be a nice late night hammer with the pitching situations there to keep an eye on. You have the Dodgers versus Bumgarner and Arizona versus Price. That just feels like offensive bonanza. Like this Washington Giants game and Arizona LA, the pitching is so suspect. And even kind of Colorado and San Diego, too. So the late night pitching is very suspect, but especially those two, the Washington Giants, D-backs, Dodgers, very suspect. But my top three stacks, Minnesota, White Sox, Phillies, in the order of Phillies, Minnesota, White Sox. That's where I'm stacking it up. You got my pitching. You got all the fun stuff. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Great All-Star break. I'll be back with you guys next Friday. Check me on Twitter at BDentric if you have any questions. Fantasy DGen Slack chat, and come join Prize Picks. If you're new to Prize Picks, create your account. Use promo code Bubba. You need to do that. They're giving a first-time deposit match up to $100. Go check out the Bench with Bubba podcast for your fantasy season-long fantasy baseball needs. Tuesday, another episode of Bubba and the Bat Flip. Thursday, I had Fred Zinke of RotoWire and Yahoo Fantasy on to talk some more fantasy baseball. And then go check out my written content at rotoballer.com Friday, the premium values article. Become a premium member. They have a discount for the rest of the baseball season, which gets you season-long and DFS together. Get an extra 10% off that discount by using promo code Bubba. So you guys have a great weekend. Great week off. I'll be back with you guys on Friday. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, July 9th edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.